Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is soon to come.
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
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 Into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and highways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. Hope and pray that you had a beautiful day today. Those of you that went out to various churches and had mass, and I know that God met you there. And I just thank those of you that so faithfully tuned in on this evening. And may God richly bless you, you, and you under the sound of my voice. I just thank you for allowing me into your work area. Thank you for allowing me into your workspace. And I thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your podcast dial. And I just want you to get you a good seat on today. Get your iPads, get your iPhones, get your tablets. And get all your digital devices. I would like for you to get your chip and your dip and whatever you want to sip. And allow me to bring unto you the divine word of truth as I know it to be. And before going any further, I would like to just send out our prayers and condolences to the airline that went down earlier this week. And to the apps. And just pray for those families. 150 some odd passengers that lives was lost, and we are to keep them before the throne of God. So we're asking each and every one to pray for those families, hallelujah, that's left behind. Also pray for those that had family members, husband and wives, sons and daughters that's in the hospital, in the operating room. I know God is a miracle worker. He's yet working miracles in our lives in today's world. Hallelujah. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So whatever you need from God, all you have to do is put forth your faith. God said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Hallelujah. So we're going to now go on in to our intro prayer. I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer, acknowledging God at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart on this evening. We thank you, God, for your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity once again, God, around this spectrum. God, we know that you have a mansion prepared for us. You said that in your Father's house was many mansions. And if it wasn't so, you wouldn't have told us. But you're going to prepare a place for us. And God, until you rapture us in that cloud one historical day, we will continue in your will and in your way and in your assignment that you have given each and one of us, God. And God, I know that we'll continue, God, together as pilgrims through the four corners of this earth, God, coming from the north, south, east, and west as pilgrims through this barren land, God. I'm asking you on today, God, to anoint these lips of clay. I want to be able to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. Father God, we won't take no glory. We'll give you all the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the church say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I want you to get your seat and get up close and personal this morning as we bring unto you the divine word of God, as I first stated. And our sermon on today is Weapons of Our Warfare. God. I want to say that one more time. Weapons of our warfare, God. You might say, oh, Sister Ward, what you mean by weapons of our warfare? I mean that we are in a war right now as we speak. Over this land, over this world, you're hearing that there's unrest here and there and everywhere. And it seemed to be that one can find no peace or solace anywhere. But I come to encourage your heart on today that the only place that we can find peace and serenity is in the comfort arms of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, God. And we know that although our culture often idolizes the families as a nurturing and supportive haven, we know that the reality is that this portrait is often shattered by chaos and crisis and conflict within our own family. We know that as American families, we know that we all have encountered in some form, shape, or fashion drug abuse, domestic violence, divorce, gang involvement. All too often, somatic of relationships that appear to be dysfunctional. And you can say that, how can the family prevail amid the experiences of abuse, experiences of incest, experiences of adultery, experiences of infidelity, experiences of deception, experiences of jealousy, experiences of sibling rivalry, experiences of low self-esteem, experiences of self-worth, experiences of neglect. Paul offers helpful ways in which family members, hallelujah, can relate to each other. His purpose of family's life, which mutual submission is expressed in humility and in love and service. We can go to the law of Ephesians 5 and 21 through 28. We find out that Paul's ideal family is one in which Christ is molded. And we know that the family that prays together is a family that saves together. Hallelujah. In his everlasting captivity of love, we know that marriage is an indissoluble union of body and spirit. And children are taught and nurtured in God's love. We know that the battle to maintain a strong family relationship is fought not only by human effort, but the battle we engage in is for our families. It's not just sociological, but spiritual. Paul makes it clear that believers must be strong because they are in a spiritual battle against the evil, against the devil, against satanic forces. The believer needs divine armor in order to stand. So Paul recommends that the defensive equipment of truth, of righteousness, of faith, salvation, and the gospel of peace, as well as the offensive equipment of the sword, of the spirit to aid us in withstanding every trial, every tribulation that we must endure. We know that also that the forces of evil may be hostile and aggressive. They do not and cannot and will not defeat you and I. We're fighting from a position of victory because we have the Lord of hosts with us and the armor of God. Hallelujah is our defense. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we also know that the battle that we are engaged in is not only from without, but also from within. Inside the spirit, Paul reminds us that as Christians, you and I, the weapons of this world are second best compared with the transcendent equipment that we are offered by God. And it's not by yours and mine and our might, not by our power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Ezekiel. The law of Zechariah 4 and 6. We know that our best defenses is not military hardware, but a different set of weapons. We are reminded that the Apostle Paul said that our weapons are mighty through God. When we stand therefore having our lion's girt about us with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness, hallelujah, taking the shield of faith wherewith we, you and I, and us, shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet, hallelujah, of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And you and I must commit to praying fervently, always, with all prayers and supplications. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Ephesians 6 and 14 through 18. And you might think that the weapons that we have in Jesus might seem to be old-fashioned to this world in which we live. But they are not. They are weapons that you and I can subdue the kingdom, to restore relationships, to pull down stronghold, and defeat the devil attacks. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, God. And we also know, hallelujah, that God will do nothing except in answers to prayers. An overstatement. Yes, but the fact is that our prayers, yours, mine, and ours, is a powerful weapon in the war between God and Satan. In today's scripture reading, we find out that Daniel was so disturbed by a revelation about Israel's future that he could do nothing except fast and pray. And into today's world, you and I might can do anything humanly. But you and I can pray. We can fast and seek God's face daily. Hallelujah. So we know that Daniel fasted 3 weeks. And later, a heavenly messenger appeared, saying that God had sent him when Daniel prayed, but that the prince of Persia had detained him. This prince was an evil spirit who sought to influence the ruler of Persia to oppose God's plan. And we can know that in today's world, we have oppression. We have the satanic voice that comes and wants to muffle the mouth of the Christian world. They don't want you talking about God. They don't want you to lift his name above the earth. And beneath the earth, above the heavenly realms and beneath the heavenly realms. But I'm here to give you the good news that Jesus can never be it. In your locker, in your suitcase, in your night drawer, Jesus can never be hidden. Because Jesus is the light of the world. We know that God's plan, hallelujah, that he had detained God's messenger until the archangel Michael came to his aid. And we know that a cosmic conflict between good and evil is continually being fought in the invisible spirit world. But Paul reminds you and I that it involved Christians. He listed the spiritual armor and weaponry that we need for these battles. And you can read into the law of Ephesians 6 and 13 through 17. And then he added, praying always. We know that our prayers can have a significant impact on the outcome of those spiritual battles. We're in a spiritual battle right now, and it's chaos everywhere, in our neighborhoods, in our community, in our legislatures, government settings. We are in a uproar. The only way that we can get a settle, a calmness in the midst of unrest is for you and I to pray. Pray till something happens. Pray until we hear from God. Pray until God moves on yours and mine behalf. Hallelujah. As a Christian nation, our weaponry is prayer. We know that prayer changes things, changes people, places, and things. So when we can do nothing, we can pray. And God will move in our behalf. So we know that we can faithfully pray. As you and I fight the good fight of faith. Reading the law, 1 Timothy 1 and 18. We know that sometimes it seems as though our prayers go unanswered. It seems that when we pray, powers of evil lose their sway. But we gain strength and fear gives way. Therefore, let you and I pray. Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon his or her knees. Hallelujah, Jesus. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and to impact your mind as I have given unto you, hallelujah, the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged to see your correspondence. The God's House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive too. Overseer Janice Ward. P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we meet across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God. And allow God to go in you. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now introduce to you Hymns of Zion. To infuse your spirit, comfort your heart. Be blessed till we meet again. You go in God and allow God to go in you. Listen up for Hymns of Zion. This will complete our service for this portion, but we are now going to carry you into Hymns of Zion. Till we meet again, you be blessed. We are now going in to Hymns of Zion.
Thank you. think that it's over, that your life is done. your life is done.
The man.